On April 26, 2009, the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was held in Seoul, South Korea, and broadcast live on Supreme Master Television. This timely and informative event was organized by Mr. Chung Sung-hyun, the president of the Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company. Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company recently published the Korean edition of the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Korean edition also became an instant bestseller in Korea's largest bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore. Over 1,700 people attended the conference to find out more information about how to save our planet in this critical time of climate change. Attendees included concerned citizens, government officials, scientists, journalists, spiritual practitioners, artists, writers, and dignitaries such as Congressman Lee Seok-hyun and Kang Chung-il, Mr. Jung Soon-gap, Executive Director of World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, which is a UN non-profit organization, Dr. Michael Bascombe, an animal telepathic communicator from Australia, Mr. Kim Yong-yu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration and former Brigadier General of the Korean Army, Mr. Yung Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author and lecturer, Professor Choi Hyang-sik, Vice Chairman of Korean Law Association and Chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee, Mr. Na Yong-chil, President of Ecology TV and Director of Korea Mass Media Club, Dada Sitaren Janananda, author and meditation teacher, Song Man-gyu, a famous painter renowned for his work of the Seomjing River, and Mr. Ho Jun Hwang, composer. Supreme Master Ching Hai also accepted the invitation to attend the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 via video conference as guest of honor to share her insight and perspectives on the critical issue of climate change and the most effective solution, an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the 9-part rebroadcast of the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, held on April 26, 2009 in Seoul, South Korea.
Professor Kim Moon-jo, who will ask the next question. He is Professor of Information Technology at Baese University and is the former Brigadier General of the Korean Army.
반갑습니다.
Welcome, sir.
저는 그 지구 온난화를 방지하는 데 가장 쉽고 빠른 방법이 이 우리가 인간이 사육하고 있는 가축 사육을 줄이는 방법이라는 그 사실을 알고 난 뒤부터는 제가 군에 있을 때 군 장병들의 그 급식 메뉴를 편성했던 직에 있었던 사람으로서 앞으로는 우리 군 장병들에게도 육식 고기 대신에 채식 고기를 급식하는 게 좋겠다는 생각을 가지게 되었습니다. 하지만 여러분들도 잘 아시다시피 우리 군인들은 그 굉장히 강한 훈련을 받아야 되고 또 이런 훈련을 극복하기 위해서는 강인한 체력이 요구됩니다. 앞으로 전체적으로 그 육식에서 채식으로 전환했을 때 군 전투력에 미치는 영향이 어떤 것인가에 대해서 굉장히 고민을 하고 있습니다. 이러한 저희 고민을 오늘 선생님께서 해결하는데 조언을 좀 해 주셨으면 감사합니다. 고맙습니다.
감사합니다. Professor General Kim, I'm glad you thought of changing the diet for the soldiers. Have no fear, sir. It will be fine. You are correct that the elimination of the meat-based diet from society at all levels is surely the fastest way to avert the effects of climate change. There are numerous examples today of athletes who eat only the plant-based diet, the vegan diet, yeah? No animal products in their food whatsoever. These are worldwide top-class athletes. such as professional wrestlers, bodybuilders, and basketball players. We list them all on www.suprememastertv.com. Not only do they eat the vegan diet, they credit it for their increased stamina and strength. One example is a runner of the ultra marathon, meaning 24 hours without stopping. This gentleman, who is a vegan, holds the record on one of the courses and has won the 100-mile run 7 times, along with other endurance awards. There are also soldiers who are vegan and are able to perform their duties on par with fellow soldiers, so I'm confident that vegetable protein is more than sufficient, with no compromise to muscle development and endurance. Furthermore, a vegan diet provides one with clarity of mind and has even been associated with higher IQ. So you see, we should go ahead and change to vegan diet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Master.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Next is Mr. Yoon Ho Chang, the policy chairperson of National Eco Kid Community Association and executive director of Metropolitan Area Eco Kid Community.
예, 반갑습니다. 우리 미래 세대들이 좀 더 자연의 모습을 담고 우리 아이들이 좀 더 다른 모든 존재들과 더불어 살아갈 수 있도록 지원하고 있는 일을 하고 있습니다. 질문 드리겠습니다. 아토피나 천식 같은 환경으로 인한 질환들이 주로 생물학적으로, 사회적으로 취약한 아이들한테 주로 많이 나타나고 있습니다. 이는 지속가능한 미래를 설계하지 못한 기성세대의 잘못으로 미래 세대의 건강과 미래가 위험해지고 있는 실정이라고 볼 수 있습니다. 건강한 미래 세대를 위해 현재 세대가 할 수 있는 가장 적극적인 행동이 무엇이며 이를 위한 지구적인 연대는 어떻게 가능한지 조언을 부탁드립니다.
Yes, Mr. Yoon. Hello. Thank you for your concern and your love for the children. I do also love children. I think we all love the children. Heaven bless you already for that. I understand your feeling that the children of today must suffer because of what the adult generation past has overlooked, and maybe the children in the future also will suffer because we, our generation right now, slow to take action or don't take action or overlooked the important priority. While this may be true, please keep in mind that we still can change. Humans are subject to change. We do not have much time, but we do have some time. If the conditions of the world can be corrected soon, the children will still have a chance to grow up in a better environment. The key to this, of course, once again, and as always, is the vegan diet, vegetarian food, no animal product food. Children are well aware of this diet because they prefer it. Studies have shown that in vegan societies, morning sickness during pregnancy is virtually unknown. This is because meat has been found to be like a poison to the unborn child. The morning sickness is a way to expel the poison so that the vulnerable new life is not adversely affected. The autopsy or allergic syndrome that you have referred to has now been clearly linked to food allergies in children. Meat has also been shown to be toxic and addictive substance with potentially very bad effect for the body. There is a sugar molecule from the meat, for example, that accumulates in the body with repeated consumption. This molecule is like a magnet for infections such as E. coli, which can easily be life-threatening. Both the allergy and immune systems of the children are less developed than in an adult, so children cannot digest products such as milk, fish and meat. The good news is that even children who have learned to eat meat are normally quite open to changing to the vegan lifestyle, as studies have shown. Often they are the ones bringing new information back to the parents, trying to get the parents to change to the vegetarian diet. So, to unite on a global level to achieve healthy future generations. One thing we can do is to bring the message to the children and listen to them as well. We should also show our children that we care about their future and their health. And the best way to do this is through the example of compassionate, loving lifestyle through a vegan diet. Thank you, Mr. Yun Ho Chang.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Mr. Choi Se-ran, a student at Seogang University, a green ambassador, and a member of Climate Cool, has the next question.
Good afternoon, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Good afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the great opportunity to take part in the conference today.
Thank you.
My name is Jaeran Choi, studying in Seogang University. And as a member of the Climate Cool Initiative and the Green Ambassador, I'm very honored to ask you a question. After visiting Japan to take part in an environmental workshop, my team members realized that the Japanese government and the Japanese people were ready to accept a green lifestyle. The most basic but the most effective example was the trash cans. Recycling waste can create tremendous amount of resources, but in Korea, there are no efficiently labeled trash cans, and the people are not very concerned about saving their environment. And the government policies could be better and have more substance and really make a difference. So what I want to ask you is, what are our world's governments doing to change the ordinary lives of the people to be more environmentally friendly? And what are the real environmental issues that the government can handle to save the earth? Thank you.
Thank you for your care and your tremendous effort. I'm so proud of you, so young and so noble. I'm impressed by youth such as yourself who are so concerned and actively try to help the environment. Your Climate Cool initiative sounds to me very, very cool. So cool. For your questions, there are governments that are creating policies and raising awareness about the seriousness of climate change. They have listened to the scientists and are at least beginning to warn their people of the dangers. There will be an important conference this December in Copenhagen, Denmark, where government leaders worldwide will try to make important decisions based on scientific evidence and scientists' advice. Some governments already have policies in place and are encouraging people to go green. For example, the Taiwanese government presented a list of 10 effective actions that ordinary people can do to help. Several cities in the USA have done similarly, and in Europe, several countries as well as the European Union have been discussing and implementing policy for different green measures. These are just a few examples. So please be positive, be optimistic. But my only concern is that the changes are not happening quickly enough. I'm sure you have the same concern. We really need to stop global warming now, like yesterday. Because I'm sorry to say that while all these green changes are good, there is still one action that must be on the top of the list. The most important one, which once again is the vegan diet. The greenness of all the green policy. The greenness of all the green action. The most compassionate, the most heroic, the life-saving action. The vegan diet. Without the vegan diet, maybe we can prolong a few years with green initiatives or with better technology, but it's not a long-term insurance against climate change. So the vegan diet is the solution. It will eliminate methane, one of the most heat-trapping greenhouse gases. And this will cool the planet the fastest and give us more time to exercise our green policy or finding better technology. This is the most valuable step, the vegan step, that the government could make, could encourage, could pass into law, could inform the people at large. Such a measure only benefits the people and the country and the planet. There's nothing to lose, nothing to fear, because it is in the best interest of everyone. This is the realistic way, the only way that I know, the only way that I see that we can save the planet right now. The other policies, green energy, green technology, are also very important, but they take more time. First, we have to stay alive in this short period of urgency in order to even work on switching to green energy. Clear? Thank you for caring, Ms. Choi. Please tell your government leaders. Ask your government leaders to be courageous, to act swiftly for you and all the people and save lives. Ask them, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
The next question comes from Professor Kim Sung-ho of Life Science at Seonam University. He is also the director of Korea Plant Academy. For over 20 years, Professor Kim observed, took photos, and wrote about animals, especially birds. He loves birds very much.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Qinghai. I was deeply impressed with your book and your special affection towards birds, a surprising and so touching.
Thank you.
Is there any special reason or motive for your love of birds? If so, how it is interconnected with your belief of I'm a vegan and green, save the earth? And recently, I had a chance to observe the whole breeding schedule of four kinds of birds: white-backed woodpecker, gray-headed woodpecker, long-tailed teeth, and nuthatch. And the whole schedule is completed within 2 months, and I found that the young birds acquire all the means necessary for the survival only through the short time. May I ask your opinion regarding this? And lastly, last winter, there were a lot of dry and cold days in Korea. It was nearly impossible for us to find water in a forest, so I decided to make a fund for them. About 500 birds gathered to drink water and to take a bath.
Wow.
But I can't do this every winter, and it will not be a good solution for them. Basically, what can you do for them? Thank you.
Thank you. Professor Kim, first of all, thank you for your immense love, thoughtfulness, and kindness toward the animals, especially the birds. I am moved by your affection and deep caring for the wilds in the mountains. My love for our animals extends to birds as well. I love them and naturally want to protect them. I feel what they feel. Birds have so much love, intelligence, which I have experienced many times, even before I had bird companions who were living with me. Sometimes a bird would come and stand in front of me just trying to tell me something. I would come and sit on my hand and greet me. I'm sure that you understand and maybe experience the same, sir. You see, in regard to the message, I am a vegan and green, save the earth, this is surely connected to all the animals and the birds also. Once we understand one species of animals, we could understand other species as well. Being vegan simply means being compassionate and having animal-free diet. I mean, we don't eat the animals, we don't harm any animal, so we don't engage in any killing or making others suffer of any kind. This will save the planet and preserve the treasured wild, such as the birds.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Your second question. Recently, you have observed that the young birds do grow and learn quickly how to survive. Yes, it is true. The animals, babies, or animals as a whole, they're more intelligent than us concerning survival. I also noticed that when I spend some time closely observing birds, a family of swans as they raise their young, also a family of ducks, family of goats, family of great crested grebe, etc., etc., even family of young of beavers, yes? for example, the baby swans, they were so intelligent. The first day they went out swimming with their dad already. I observed how the parent swans raised their young and was amazed as well as how quickly the babies in the wild mature. It's so fast, much too fast compared to human babies. They are endowed with many talents, with intelligence, and with perceptive faculties. Even telepathic faculty. I'm glad that you understand and help other people to also understand how incredible the wild animals truly are. They are really amazing and more than worthy of our respect and love. And to your third question, I am very touched by your caring action, Professor. Since childhood, I also had an affinity with birds and would feed them, give them water, nurse them to health when they're sick or wounded, whenever I could. I worry about them even now, at night. When I'm in a warm bed, I worry whether they are too cold outside, did they have enough food in the day. I'm so touched that you even climb the mountains to bring and fresh water to drink. That is really true love. My God bless you so much. We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for the birds and all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too, planet of the animals. Thank you so much for all you have done and doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your precious answer. Ms. Bae Ok-byung will ask the next question. She is the chief of the National School Meal Network, chief of People Movement Headquarters for Safe School Meal. and member of school meal committee of Seoul City Education Authority.
Welcome, madam.
만나 뵙게 돼서 반갑습니다. 그동안 한국의 급식운동은 국내에서 생산되는 친환경 농산물을 사용하여 안전하고 신선한 급식을 제공하도록 노력하여 많은 성과를 이루어냈습니다. 이는 급식이 단순한 한 끼의 식사라는 의미를 넘어 급식을 통해 친환경 농업을 확대하고 온실가스 배출을 줄여 지구온난화 저감에 도움을 주도록 하는 운동입니다. 이 운동은 총체적인 식량 부족 위기를 극복할 수 있는 중요한 방안이기도 합니다. 이를 위해서는 각 나라마다 그 나라의 기후와 환경에 적합한 식량 계획이 세워져야 하고 학교 급식이 유기적으로 연관되어야 하며 생산자와 소비자의 신뢰관계를 기반으로 한 지속가능한 수급체계가 수립되어야 한다고 생각합니다. 이에 대한 새로운 대안 시스템에 대한 사례나 전 세계 네트워킹의 가능성에 대해서 이야기해 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
Mrs. Bear, I am impressed with your noble-minded efforts, not only for the children's health, but also for the environment and planet at large. The program you described sounds truly exemplary. The children must love it. Perhaps you could share this model with other nations for their benefit? From what I understand, complete systems where the schools are connected to the farmers in a sustainable way are perhaps being developed but not fully exercised. There is a program that began in Europe and Japan and is now also in the U.S., whereas a group of individuals such as those belonging to a food cooperative develop a relationship with a farmer or the farmers who agrees to supply them with fresh produce. The farmers then grow a variety of food and people purchase from a variety of whatever is fresh. This has become very popular, and in many places it has a waiting list even. So the farms are usually sustainably run, organic farms. It is a good situation because the people are getting healthy food and that they can trust while supporting the farmers' livelihood and often the environment at the same time. So I thought you would be glad to know that, yeah? It would be good if the governments could lend their support to vegan organic farmers by providing them with subsidies so that they can take their time in growing without having to worry about the profit for the beginning now of the trend. Through vegan organic farming, we will definitely accomplish the goals of resolving the food crisis, since the crops are no longer being fed to animals which being raised more and more in numbers, and they are being grown with practices to support the earth, which means more plentiful harvest over time. For further updated information on organic vegan farming, you may visit www.suprememastertv.com. We have programs featuring our association members and other experts on organic easy farming that can help guide people on the path to planting and harvesting your own organic vegetables. Meanwhile, I wish you all the best and thank you, Ms. Bay, for your noble mission to support the children's health and saving the planet. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Thank you, Master, for your enlightening answer.
You're welcome.
컨퍼런스에 와서 정말 저는 아주 확신을 가졌습니다. 통상 우리가 그 강한 훈련이나 이런 지구력을 유지하는데 이제 육식을 함으로 해서는 단백질로서 충당하는 걸로 말했는데 그런 편견을 가졌는데 오늘 여기 와서 들어보니까 이 채식으로도 충분히 그 우리 이 군사훈련에 필요한 이 단백질을 섭취할 수 있고 그 지구력이라든가 그 다음에 이런 굉장히 강한 훈련도 할 수 있다는 그 오늘 그 칭하이 그 선생님께서 말씀하신 걸 듣고 굉장히 확신을 가졌습니다. 그래서 앞으로 이 채식을 하는 것을 주위 사람들에게 권장을 좀 많이 하겠습니다. 오늘 아주 좋은 기회였습니다. 그런 육식만이 우리 인체에 필요한 단백질 원이라는 그런 편견을 좀 깼으면 좋겠습니다.
우선은 하프 베지테리언이었다가 이제 계기로 왔긴 했지만 너무나 알찬 정보랑 그리고 칭하이 무상사님 직접 볼 수 있어서 너무 좋았고요. 그리고 매 시간 시간마다 각계각층에서 그렇게 권위 있으신 분들이 좋은 말씀 많이 해주시고 서로 정보도 공유하면서 그렇게 네, 지구를 살릴 수 있는 일에 대해서 나눌 수 있다는 게 너무 기분이 좋았고요. 네, 이번 기회를 통해서 저도 좀 더 깊이 채식을 해야 되겠다는 생각이 또 다시 한번 들었습니다. Be veggie, go green, save the planet.
채식의 가장 바람직한 식사 방법이라고 하고 오늘 얘기 나온 것들이 다 맞는다고 보고요. 육식의 이런 문제를 좀 알게 해주는 거, 스스로 육식의 문제를 깨닫고 이제 조금씩 줄이고 그다음에 완전히 채식주의자로 바뀔 수 있기를 바라는 거죠.
We know from our friends about this save how to planet. We all are very worried about our planet or our earth. So that's why we come.
Be veg.
Go green.
Save the planet.
Thank you, environmentally conscious viewers, for your loving company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for Part 6 of Save Our Earth Conference 2009. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Music and Poetry, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.